have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day, in the day that God has for us. He says in the Psalms, I prepare a table before you. I anoint your head with oil. God prepare this day for us. Okay. And he says to David, I prepare this table before you in the very presence of your enemy. So this day he prepared for me and you. Mm-hmm. It's prepared. And in spite of all the our enemies. And we know who is our enemy. Not people. The devil is our enemy. We need to love God, love people. You know, the one that is our enemy is the devil. He is the enemy of God's people. He's the one that wants to see us separated from God. That is his entire plan. The plans of the devil is to get us not to go to church. First, not to talk about God. He'll let us blame God for everything. So just remember that this morning, on this Tuesday morning, God prepared this day for you. So now make your best life. Live your what?
Best life.
Yes.
And we want to invite you tonight. We're having a special service at Celebration Tabernacle Church. It is tonight, Tuesday, August 16th at 7 p.m. It's in person. Usually we don't meet in person on Tuesday nights. Usually we stream live. But this is a special service on tonight, Faith Night, tonight the 16th, and also on the 30th of this month. So there's two special services scheduled for the month of August, and you are invited. 7 p.m., we're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. That's 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Cocoa, 7 p.m. tonight, this Tuesday, the 16th of August, and also on Tuesday, the 30th of August. So not next week, but the week after that. And it's Faith Night at Celebration Tabernacle Church. Link your faith up.
Yes.
With our faith.
Listen, in Hebrews chapter 11 says, in verse 6, why so important for you to be there and understand the message of faith. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11. We always use Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to define faith, but just move away down to verse 6, which is key.
But without faith,
yes,
it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
That's it right there, Diane. If you don't understand the message of faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to know that there is a God. You can't know that there's a God, believe that there's a God, operate in the things of God unless you understand faith. It's going to take faith. How are you going to, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You come to God, hear the word. Must first what? Believe. Must first what? Believe. That God what? Exists. So, on this Tuesday night, we are going to study the message of faith. It's faith night. We're going to activate our faith through the word. Faith is in the word. Activate your faith out through the word. So, no word, no faith. That's me. No word, no faith. More word, more faith. You want to, how I don't have no faith? Because you have no word. Now, the more word you get, more faith. The little word you got, little faith. More word, more faith. That's it. You want to have great faith? Then you must know the word of God. All right.
And faith is a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a commitment to something that God has showed you. Faith is a commitment. So we want to ask you to make that commitment to be at Celebration Tabernacle Church on tonight. Sometimes we wait till we feel like doing something, We wait till about 6:45 to decide if we're going to go. Of course, you're not going to feel like going at 6:45 tonight after you had a long day and your stomach's growling. Of course, you're not going to feel like going. So we have to make that commitment ahead of time and let every other distraction that comes go as fast as it came and say, I'm going to Celebration Tabernacle Church tonight. I'm going to Faith Night. We're not asking you to leave your church. We're just asking you to gather with us tonight, collectively bring our faiths, assemble our faith together. Pastor Bedford is anointed and gifted to teach on faith. Practical life applications of biblical faith. It's one of the core foundational principles for Celebration Tabernacle Church: faith, excellence, and understanding. So we're asking you to commit to come tonight. Don't let the devil have you thinking 5 years out, oh, well, now I got to go to that church all the time. No, just come tonight. Just come tonight.
Let me give you a preview. Jesus talked about the sower went out to sow the seed. Mm-hmm. Just a preview, Dad. Mm-hmm. The message of faith is the Lord gifted me it, and I operate in it, and I receive the blessing of faith in my life. Now, in the sower that Jesus talked about, he says, watch, the seed that falls and the wayside. Seed that fall and stony ground. The seed that fell among thorns. And the seed that fell in good ground. And Jesus is just talking about seed and all these places. We can identify each and every one of those places. They are real. So is faith. Okay? Faith is real. Well, watch this. Just a preview. Preview. All right. He says, the seed is the word. Mm-hmm. He said, here's a parable. Yeah, this what I just talked to you. I'm talking about the word. The word. The seed is the word. The word of God is the seed. And he says, the one that fall in good ground are the ear that hears the word and understand it. That what? Hears the word and what? Understand it. So you can hear the word of faith, but if you don't understand it, you can't produce it. Mm-hmm. So he who hears it, now, but you must have what? The understanding. And understanding is the one that will produce. Mm-hmm. So here it is. We hear faith, we all sometimes get confused about it. But why? Because we don't what? Understand it.
Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 8, verse 11, Jesus tells us, now the parable is this.
Yeah.
The seed is the word of God. Yeah. So the word of God is a seed. The understanding is the roots that it puts out. Yeah. So we must understand. And there is a good ground destination for the seed. When the farmer went out to sow, he had a good ground destination, but some of the seed fell in other places. So we must remember, we said faith is a commitment. So we must be committed to the good ground destination and not allow the seed to fall in the convenient place of the wayside, in the stony ground, or the thorns and the thistles. Because if you think about it, as the farmer is walking out, he's passing these locations. He's passing the wayside. After the wayside, he enters the stony ground. And then he's walking out, and there goes the thorns, which is the representation of the cares of the world. And then there is the good ground. So we can't get stuck. We can't stop at the wayside. We can't stop at the stony ground. We can't allow the thorns, the cares of the world, to choke out our faith, to choke out the intention of the seed. We must push past those three locations to go out into the good ground, which is the original destination for the seed, the good ground destination. God has a good ground destination for you, for your life, for the life of your family members. He has a good ground destination for your gifts, for your talents. We must not get stuck in the wayside, the stony ground, and the thorny ground. There is a good ground destination. That is a productive place, because in that place, some receive 30-fold, some receive 60-fold, some serve 100-fold, because the seed got into the good ground destination. So in that place, it wasn't burned up. In that place, it wasn't devoured by the birds of the air. In that place, it wasn't choked out because it progressed into the good ground destination. So Celebration Tabernacle Church is a good ground destination. The evidence is in. There is much proof of the exploits that God is doing in the city of Cocoa through the ministry of Celebration Tabernacle Church and in the marketplace through the ministry, the corporation of Celebration Tabernacle. So there are some great, 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 great proof, evidence of the faith of Pastor Errol Beckford and Pastor Kim Beckford throughout the city of Cocoa, going off the word, not money, but going off the word. So many times God gave Pastor Beckford a direction and there was no money to back it up. But as he followed the direction, the provision came. As he advanced toward the vision that God gave him, the provision came. Wasn't just, oh, we got so much money, let's scroll and see what we could do with it. No, there was no money. So you know it was all faith. The down payment is your faith to be able to move in the direction of which God is shifting you. And the provision for the vision is there.
Yeah, it's going to follow. So that's why I said, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Because God only works through faith.
Because you won't do it. Without faith, you won't do it.
That's it.
You'll go by what you see. You'll go by what you feel.
Yeah.
And tonight, you'll at 7 o'clock, you'll be in your bed with your remote control.
Because you're going by what you see. You go by what you feel. You go by what makes you feels good. Faith is moving on what God says. Faith is moving on what God says. That's why it tells us there. That's the main part of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, circle it in your Bible, verse 6. Get verse 6. If you don't get verse 6, you lose the rest. He who comes to God must first believe that God is. Spend time and know that God is. As if he is, then watch what follow. He's a rewarder. Now, he's going to reward you for pursuing faith. Who diligently, what? Seek him. Because you're going to have to pursue faith. In seeking God, you can't seek God by sight. Go ahead, Diane.
It is only the Spirit of God that can show you what to do, because we have the biblical examples. We know Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and he had no understanding of it. It's by the Spirit of God that we have revelation, that we're able to communicate with God, that we're able to advance his kingdom. We know that Pharaoh had a dream, but he didn't know what to do with it. It was Joseph who had the Spirit of God that was able to interpret the dream and lay out the plan, to be able to articulate the plan in order to bring forth God's desire in that time, that what God was trying to communicate through the dream. The carnal mind cannot receive it. But it was the Spirit of God in Daniel. It was the Spirit of God in Joseph that was able to bring life to the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, the dreams of Pharaoh. It was the Spirit of God that was able to unlock that mystery, to interpret that dream. So God, he wants to communicate with us, and it's through his Spirit that we are able to have the understanding to do the great exploits, to establish his kingdom in the earth realm. God loves people. He loves you. He loves me. And he wants his kingdom established here in the earth realm and his people to dwell in safety, peace, strength, and productivity.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams. Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying